The other thing I wanted to say was, it's the bad jobs. I remember last year I went to see Helen, and I had this big long story about how my job was so stressful, and I'm like, And Helen just kind of looked at me, I mean, in not so many words, she said, okay, stop whinging now, and let's just work with what we need to do. So I was like, oh, it's just too stressful, too much work, but I like my work, but I can't give it up, but I don't want to stay, it's too much. So anyway, Helen said, okay, so, you know, you're telling me all this victim story, but if you want to stay there, you have to choose to stay there. So it's like, choose your words, change your attitude. And so I was like, okay, well, do I want to stay there? Don't I want to stay there? And I, you know, drove home and I was like, yeah, well, I do. I mean, I choose to stay there. And I'm not kidding. Within 2 weeks, my boss called me and he said, we've just been able to hire another person because the budget, has worked out in our favor. So how would you feel about not doing, you know, X, Y, Z next year? I was like, I can't believe this. This is unreal. I mean, it can't be true because, you know, I have an awesome boss. But I was just working like crazy, and I didn't have anything left in my, there was no room left in my head to think about anything else. And it was like, if I could just find, if the perfect thing for me would be that I have the same boss, I work in the same place, but I just need to do less work. And it just happened. But it happened, I guess, because I chose things rather than I was the victim of multiple muggings, you know? Because I work for HISD, so it's easy to feel like that sometimes, but anyway. Wow.
Well, it's easy for all of us because that's what we're evolving humanity out of. And so it's always bigger than you individually. But here's the thing. Everybody did it right to get here. You had to know what you were unhappy with. You had to know your child's story. You had to know your victim's story. You had to experience great negative emotion. That's how the planet works. But everybody in this room has already done a lot of insight and work. Going about it the same way doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't. You've got to start, leave the past where it is. Start right where you are, align to how awesome, how much you've accomplished. And then get clarity on what you want, which is really what, yeah, I'm sure I... Hopefully it was nicely.
What is it
you want? We can get what you want, but not if you're telling three different stories at the same time, right? And the minute you're telling a story about what other people are doing, forget it. There's no clarity. You can't affect what other people are doing ever. So when you expend all that energy about others or the situation, you don't have enough energy to create alignment with what you desire. Make sense? If you get in your own business powerfully, you're going to like what you create because you're past the icky part.
Can I say something about evidence? So at my job, I kind of did the same thing, except instead of getting clarity about my job and staying there, what I decided was that I was going to be happy. And if I was going to be happy, these other people who were, you know, doing stuff to me, we're not going to be a part of that happiness anymore. And guess what? There's people that have just quit.
Yeah.
They are not, and they don't have the same schedule I do. They're constantly doing something other than being where I am. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I created my own happiness. And it's all because I chose that I was going to be happy. And you know what? If people aren't happy, they literally don't come around me. Vibrations don't match.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's that with everything. And then, you know, for death or stressful times, which we do have, and being unemployed is a scary thing. You know, you're programmed to fear uncertainty and the unknown, always. So, it's amazing, but then you're evolving humanity into the ability to feel fear and hope and keep choosing hope. Hope is just positive expectation of the unknown. Fear is negative expectation of the unknown. But the only way you can do it more joyfully and more powerfully is by, like, I love the way you spoke. You said, I always get a job, right? And just keep saying that because that's your core belief, so another job will show up. And I would drop the, I just don't keep them. So if you want to really powerfully reframe it, you could say, you know, I just keep evolving myself into the perfect job, And I can't wait to see what's next, to see how good that feels. And it's not all or nothing, but it honors that, yes, you just keep doing better and better. Make sense? And you can't land the perfect job if you're not a fit for it. And we can't evolve ourselves that fast. You would, like, self-combust. Vibrationally speaking, you just can't do it that fast. It's a journey whether we want it to be or not. Yes.
So what really resonated with me tonight is I've been feeling lost, and the two words I've described to my husband are in a fog. And what really resonated with me tonight was what you were saying, is we can't, because we're working on ourselves, staying in that same mindset is, the way I hear it is I'm off balance. And kind of, I think maybe one of the reasons I came here today was to get recentered, you know, in my own belief system and what.
Yeah, be choosing the beliefs.
Yeah.
Because the minute you're not, so sometimes, you know, like tapping, people will come a long time a lot, and then they drift, and then they'll say, well, I came back, I was doing really good, and then I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And they didn't really go back into wherever, it's just they got off center. Or students, that there's a lot of consistency in Mondays, and then people will stop, and then they're like, they come back, and they say, well, I don't know, I do better. And I'm like, well, what it is mass consciousness is victim-oriented. Very much, and there's so much pain and fear. And so if you don't have a steady diet of like-minded, supportive, uplifting nourishment for your mind, your soul, and your body, it's real easy to go down a notch. You're never going to go all the way back. But it just feels better to keep it up. And that's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's because of the odds. This is very new. Things are changing powerfully, but it's still new here. For people to take full responsibility and get clarity, it's a new thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're somehow nourishing your mind, your spirit, your body, and your energy consistently.